You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast. Never today, we are speaking with Mr. Roy Pereira, the CEO and founder of Zoom.ai, an enterprise software company focused on using AI and chat to enhance every employee's work experience. Mr. Pereira, pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, good morning, Eric. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, and good morning to you as well, and thanks for your time. So tell us, what is Zoom.ai, and who is it for, and how does it work?
Sure. So Zoom.ai was really founded out of a frustration of lack of productivity at some companies that I've been at, and also noticing how my team at these companies were just not happy with their productivity as well. And looking at the root causes, it was obvious that we had too many apps to use, too many of these internet apps, and no supporting staff whatsoever to go and actually ask questions or ask them to do stuff for us. And so we built Zoom.ai to automate a lot of the mundane and repetitive tasks that almost all employees have to deal with on a daily basis. And we felt like we can actually be successful at that, given the state of technology, and more specifically, artificial intelligence and machine learning technologies. And so we based all of our thesis around that, that we could leverage AI to actually make the system much more intelligent and useful to all employees. So think of Zoom.ai as an automated version of an executive admin, but it's available for all employees.
And a most helpful explanation. Now, what is Zoom.ai doing that is different than other automated assistants or chatbots that are currently in the news?
Sure. So you did mention chatbots, and we chose chat as our primary user interface because we felt that that was the most useful and natural way of interacting with, say, an assistant. Even a human assistant, right? If you have one, it's great to just chat and say, hey, can you get this for me or can you do this for me? And it doesn't really matter where they are in the world. They could be in the same office or in some other country. In our case, the assistant is actually 100% AI, so there's no humans. And so that's why we chose chat. And as you said, there are a lot of chat bots out there. Chatbots are really focused on one feature, and because that UI, that user interface of chat, is so new, we're seeing kind of basic features rolling out. We are basically an enterprise software company that has chosen chat as our primary UI, as opposed to the other way around, if you will. But in terms of differentiation, you know, not only do we not just support one feature, we support quite a lot of different features across the spectrum of what an employee during their workday would require. We do support quite a lot of other data integrations into the enterprise, very, very required when you're working with enterprise customers. So typing into Office 365 or Google G Suite or Salesforce or HubSpot, we tap into almost all of the enterprise tech stacks to deliver all of the functionality.
Of course, all companies are looking to be more productive. What kinds of things can AI enable to make the workplace more productive?
That's a great question. So, you know, we talk about enhancing the employee's experience, and that's a very high-level tagline, if you will. But really, we are trying to do that because what happens when an employee doesn't feel productive is that they're unhappy. They go home unhappy, they come to work unhappy, and they may leave. The other issue that we found a lot is that the processes that employees still use in enterprises, especially larger enterprises, have not really changed, even though technology has. And when you are hiring a 28-year-old to come in, they operate outside of the workforce very differently than they would inside. A very good example is chat, right? So they're constantly chatting with their colleagues, whether it's for social or for work. And they can't really do that with today's enterprise software. So that was definitely a big change that we introduced to increase the experience. But to be specific about the tasks that we try and automate, the very first one that we did was meeting scheduling. And when we tackled it, we wanted to do all of meeting scheduling, not just creating a meeting, not just one-on-one meetings. But we ended up supporting group meetings, so you can have 20 people in your meeting, and it'll figure it out for you. It sets you up for information before the meeting so that you walk into your meeting very insightful. It even can do things like get you to the meeting by booking an Uber, scheduling it right before your meeting so that you can get there on time if it's an external meeting, along with obviously postponing and canceling meetings and so forth. So all of that is included. But then we also branched out and did a lot of information discovery. So where is my document for XYZ can you generate this kind of document for me because I need to send it to my client? All of those things are now automated as well. And the really nice thing is that they're all in one place. So you ask your automated assistant, it knows. It knows where things are. It knows answers to questions inside of your corporation. And so it knows how to deal with all of this information.
Certainly awesome stuff there today. We're joined by Mr. Roy Pereira, the CEO and founder of Zoom.ai, an enterprise software company focused on using AI and chat to enhance every employee's work experience here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Pereira, there are so many companies leveraging AI to make new services. What is the best way to integrate AI and what kind of human component is required to make it successful?
That's a great question, and we get asked that all the time. I think we have to start thinking that AI is just technology. It's not really a product, and that every single company needs to use AI. And by every single company, I don't necessarily mean enterprises. I mean the software providers that they use. They need to add AI into their products, their software products. And then obviously the enterprise will start using AI as well. But I don't necessarily see that enterprise companies need to go out and buy AI. What I see is every single piece of software shipped in the next 5 years will have some AI component inside. And if they don't, they're actually going to be left behind because the benefits that AI technology gives to companies is huge. You'll get a 10x increase in benefits or cost reduction by leveraging this newer technology. So what that means is, you know, think about your existing software that you have inside of your company. Its features are going to be enhanced by 10x, or some of those features are going to cost significantly less.
And also, where do you see the future of the workplace and what role will technology have in the future?
Yeah, the future of the workplace is something that we're very passionate about, and in fact, we talk about it most. Lots of HR teams are very interested in it because they're trying to plan for that. There's a lot of things happening today, obviously, with positions being more temporary, work potentially being more remote than it used to be. And of course, we have so much technology being thrown into the mix for all employees. What we found is that if you add more and more technology, you're actually getting a decrease in productivity because now the workers are having to manage all that technology themselves. That's a big problem. That's one of the reasons why Zoom.ai uses chat as the single interface instead of adding yet another interface. But we do see that AI specifically is going to help most of the employees by not necessarily replacing them, which is a big fear, but augmenting them, which is a very big difference. Augmenting means that AI will help the employee do their job better. It will automate some of the tasks that they shouldn't really be doing. I think humans in general have been doing a lot of computer work just because computers couldn't do it. They weren't smart enough. With a lot of the new AI technology that we're seeing now, computers can be smart enough. They can visually see things that normally we would have to do, or they can find patterns in data that normally a very highly trained human would have to do. And so humans are still going to have a lot of those jobs. They're just going to be able to do them a lot faster because they're going to have AI augmenting them.
Well, Mr. Pereira, it certainly has been great to have had you, and really appreciate your introducing Zoom.ai to the audience. In conclusion, what's your biggest piece of advice for aspiring entrepreneurs tuning in today, or someone with a business idea who doesn't know what to do next?
Entrepreneurs are not unique because they have fantastic ideas on their own. I think entrepreneurship is really all about execution. And nobody knows the right path, and especially if you're doing something brand new. And so entrepreneurs really need to execute. They need to try. They need to experiment. And they need to keep hustling until they find something that actually works and produces the desired outcome. And so that's my biggest piece of advice to young entrepreneurs is keep trying. Keep trying something different until you find something that really works. Don't keep trying the same thing over and over again and keep failing. Entrepreneurship is great. It's never been a better time to actually be an entrepreneur. Around the world, there's a tremendous support system in so many countries. There's a lot of funding. And the technology today is really great to start something very revolutionary. So start today and keep iterating, keep experimenting, keep going.
Fantastic advice. Mr. Pereira, we thank you for your time today. Continued success, and thanks so much for being with us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the best.
Thank you, Eric. Bye-bye.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Mr. Roy Pereira, the CEO and founder of Zoom.ai, an enterprise software company focused on using AI and chat to enhance every employee's work experience. And again, for more information, visit Zoom.ai. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream. In the coming weeks, you can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.